on the line with us already. Go ahead, Mario.
Thank you, Eric. Hey, Marcus, how you doing?
How you doing today?
I'm actually doing pretty good, brother. Thank you very much for asking. Marcus, I'm going to try to make this pretty brief and straight to the point, brother. I hope you're okay with that.
Okay, fine.
Beasley Multi-Business, what exactly do you specialize in, brother?
I would say, so basically what I'm trying to do is like a home care business, but, you know, I can also do residential and commercial. So basically what it is janitorial and lawn service. But I mean, also at that same time, you could get, you know, your carpet cleaned. If you need pressure washing, we also do that as well. So it's like a multi, you know, we do multiple things.
Okay, okay. So that's why it's multi-business. Okay, I see what's going on. Okay, so this is what we are offering, Marcus. We're offering to place Beasley Multi-Business as part of Google's top recommended option on that first page. Okay, so what does that mean? Anytime someone goes on Google and they type anything that has to do with lawn service, lawn care, pressure washing, soft wash, or whatever it is, the services that you offer, Beasley will appear as one of those top recommended options on that first page. Okay?
Okay.
So right now, for example, like if people are looking for lawn services, you know, they'll find like Marathon, Green Guy, really nice and affordable lawn service, True Green, which are like the top guys that are popping up on that first page. Beasley will be part of those searches on that first page. Okay, so your company will pop up anytime somebody is looking for any of the services that you're offering. Now, how long have you had the business for, Marcus?
I've been in business for about a month.
Oh, okay, so you're fairly new.
It's fresh. Yes, sir.
Mm. Oh, okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Are you running this solo? How are you operating, brother?
Solo.
Solo. Okay. Okay.
As I get more jobs, then that's when I hire people and stuff like that. But right now, I can, you know, maintain the work by myself for now.
Okay. Are you open for, commercial work, or you just want to stick to residential, or what are you doing here, brother?
I want to do commercial and residential. So basically the janitorial side, that does, you know, floor buffing. We do floor buffing and stuff like that. So office clean outs and stuff like that on the janitorial side. But we also do residential. Well, I also want to do residential as well.
Okay. Okay. So residential, commercial, gotcha. Okay. Now, let me just ask you a straightforward question, Marcus. In the event that we decide to move forward with you or you decide to work with us, are you in a position where you're able to handle more business right now? You know, if you were to get the opportunities? Okay. All right. So you are able to take on more work?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. Now, since the business is fairly new, have you created a website for the business or not yet?
That's what I'm currently working on right now. I've purchased a domain name, through GoDaddy. I just got to sit down and figure out actually how to go in and create the site.
Okay. The reason I'm asking that question, brother, is that part of the service that we offer, we can actually build a website for you, and we wouldn't charge you anything additional for that. Okay. It's already included within our service. Okay. To build a website. And the reason behind that is if we're going to put you on that first page of Google, we want your presentation to look very reputable and very professional. So we will list you on that first page. I just sent a text message over to you to give you a sample of the site I'm referring to. Do you mind letting me know if you got that?
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. If you open that up, it's going to say Premier Greenscapes.
Premier Greenscapes? Oh, yeah.
Do you see that now?
Yes, sir. I see it.
Okay, it's a sample site. So obviously the title there will say Beastly Multi-Businesses. So right underneath that, it's going to say Expert Services. This is where we will list, you know, the lawn care that you do, the pressure washing, whatever service that you're offering, like you're doing also interior cleaning, right? You say you can do like carpet cleaning or upholstery cleaning. So we would list that as one of the services that you offer as well. Keep in mind that taking pictures of like lawn services or any of the work that you're doing, Marcus, is a good idea because we can put those on the website as well. Okay?
Okay, so, yes. I have pictures of, you know, some of the past jobs I've done as well too. So.
Okay, no worries. That's a good thing because, again, we can put them on the website. And then if you just scroll down on the website, you'll see that, you know, we talk about the company. We make sure that you stand out amongst your, competition. If you go to the bottom portion of it, just to make it a little bit faster, you'll see where it says navigation. This is where we would list how far outside of the city you're willing to cover, what are your hours of operations. And on the bottom portion of this, there's two little circles with two icons, a text message icon and a phone icon. The customer can call you directly from the site, Marcus, without looking up your number, or they can text you from there as well, okay, which is a pretty decent feature. Now, have you built or do you have any social media listings, brother?
You mean as far as like Instagram?
Like social media, like Instagram, Facebook, or something like that?
Yeah, I got Instagram and TikTok.
Okay, perfect. Well, Google works directly with Facebook, Marcus, so we would help you build a business profile on Facebook.
I just have to make another Facebook business account. I don't have one of those, just have a personal account.
Okay, perfect. So there you go. So we would help you build one, and then we would run ads on Facebook for you. Okay, and that's included within the service. Okay, because the ads, they work phenomenal for our customers because they're what Google refers to as retargeting. So anytime somebody goes on Google and is looking for the services that you offer, that same person is going to see ads pop up on their Facebook page. For Beastly Multi-Services. Okay. So that's pretty awesome. The other thing that, other platform that we would list you on, Marcus, that's included, under Google Services, would be Apple. All right. For anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches, you would also be listed on the Apple platform, which includes AI, the artificial intelligence. That would also be the other platform. But, I mean, the real bread and butter here, Marcus, is that first page of Google. You know, that's why we ask if you're able to handle more business, you know, because we know what tends to happen once you're on that first page. Okay? So.
Yes, sir.
The other thing is, how far outside of, Killing are you willing to travel for the client?
See, so that's what I was saying. Whatever's inside of Central Texas, I'm willing to do all of that.
Okay, so you're willing to travel quite a bit then.
Yes, sir. So, like, all of Central Texas, I'm willing to do that. So, where I would stop at would probably be, like, right by Dallas.
Okay.
I know that's a little bit further. A little bit further than Central Texas, but I probably would go probably about 2 to 3 hours out, from Killeen.
Gotcha. Okay. So you're willing to definitely go quite a bit. Okay. Sounds good. How many miles would you say that's from Killeen?
Let me look it up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say 200 miles.
Okay. All right.
And that's pretty far.
That is pretty far. Okay, perfect. All right, let me put that.
No,
down
I'm
here.
Sorry. Let's do 150. Just for right now, let's do 150.
Okay, perfect.
Now,
and
I mean,
as long
we,
as
now, I mean, later are we able to edit this stuff?
Yeah, there's definitely other, you know, other services and stuff that we can edit to where they can extend you a little further.
Because, I mean, once I start to pick up business, then, yes, you know, once I pick up business, start to hire people, then, you know, that range could, you know, increase out a little bit more.
Don't worry, man. That's why I'm asking if you're able to handle more business. I think you'll be pretty happy with the services on Google. I'll tell you that much. And you know, as long as you're able to do the work, that's what we're concerned about as well, the opportunities that will arise. Now, as when business picks up, then you would start hiring other people, correct? That's what you said?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me here one quick second.
So, I mean, I have people that's ready to, you know, come along with me, but like I told them, there's no need for me to pick them up when I don't have that much business. So,
gotcha. Okay, perfect. All right, let me put a note here on that. Okay, and then you said you're open to both, right, residential and commercial when it comes about.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I mean, so the janitorial side of things is more for, excuse me, it's more for commercial. The janitorial side of, you know, what I want to do is more for commercial. But yes, you can, you know, get your house and stuff, you know, cleaned and maintenance, but it's more for commercial, the janitorial. Now, the lawn service is for whatever, residential, commercial, so.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. So, right, okay. That makes sense. Okay, perfect. All right. So let's talk pricing, Marcus, so you know what where we're at, okay? So the services to get you on that first page of Google to open up those opportunities, whether it's residential and commercial, to get that website going for you, because that website – believe me, that's going to be a game changer. You need a website, you know, I mean, whether you know, I'm sure you understand that portion of it, right? I mean, needing a website is really important, because it makes your image, it just makes you look a lot more professional, brother. I mean, to say the least. Okay. So to get that website, to place you, on Apple, and then to run the ads on Facebook, the monthly service price that you're looking at is $299 per month, Marcus. Okay. There's no contract with the services on Google. The only thing that we ask from you is a 3-month verbal commitment. Okay. We don't tie you down to a year contract or 6-month contract. That's not the way that we operate. We ask for that 3-month verbal commitment because we definitely want you to see the max potential that you'll get being on that first page of Google. Okay. Now, on that Google page, Marcus, where Beastly Multi Businesses will come up on that first page, it's going to show a time and then it's going to show the days that you're able to take calls from the customers. What days and what times would you like it to show on there?
We could do 9 to about 6.
9 a.m. to 6 p.m.? Okay, 8
to...
Okay, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay, and then what days are you willing to work, brother?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday...
Now, I mean, and as far as the price, is that the,
uh-huh.
is that the only price you all have? Is it $300 a month?
You know what? I mean, here's the thing with the price, Marcus. The ROI, the return on investment, it's going to pay for itself, man. I mean, you're going to be one of those top recommended options on Google, right? And our main priority here is to keep those opportunities coming and keep you busy. I mean, I don't mind asking my supervisor if we can do something, you know, a little bit more comfortable as far as the pricing goes. But I can tell you this much, that even at $300 a month, it's already a steal, brother. You know, I mean, the simple fact that, you know, you're getting a website, you're going to have the ads on Facebook, you're going to be on that first page, you know, so, and then we're going to list you not only for lawn care. I mean, we're listing you for quite a bit of things, right? So, you're doing the lawn care, the lawn service, the deep cleaning, the pressure washing. So keep in mind that anytime a customer types in any of those words on Google, basically multi-businesses is going to pop up as that top recommended option. You see what I'm saying? So it won't.
Yes, sir. I mean,
but I understand, you know, you're just getting started, brother. So let me ask and see what we can do for you.
So that is my thing. I'm just getting started.
Right.
Right now, just 300 is just a little too steep for me.
Okay. Hold on. No worry, man. I'll go bat for you, brother, and see what we can do as far as the pricing. That's, you know, not a big deal. I mean, what's the worst that they can say is no. You know, but at least I can ask, because I'll tell you this much, Marcus, I can promise you this, man, it's worth being on that first page of Google, man, you know, to have your company there. And what you really want to know is you want to establish your own clientele, you know, people that continue to come back to you, you know, and that's what that first page of Google does, because it gets your name out there, right? People will start knowing who Beasley is, right? And that's what you want to do now, because obviously right now, and I say this with all due respect, brother, no one knows about your business right now, you know? So we want to get, you know, the name out there so people know exactly who you are and what you do. So, all right, bear with me here one quick second. All right. I'm just waiting for a response, brother. I just sent one of our directors a message to see if we can do anything better on the pricing, because unfortunately that $299, because it is a promotional rate right now that we're running, I don't know. Okay, give me a second. I see that they're typing back, so I'll let you know what they tell me. Man, aside from this whole Google stuff, brother, how's your day going, man?
It's going all right. I'm really just now getting my day started.
Oh, that's good. That's good, man. You know, I mean, whatever happens, brother, I wish you the best, and hopefully, you know, we're able to work together, and get you up there and get your website, going and so forth. All right. Okay, hold on. Let me read this message.
Are you all out of Killeen?
No. We're not in Killeen. We're in our corporate headquarters here where Google is at in California, brother.
I only asked that because your number came through as a Killeen number.
Yeah, so Google uses what's called voice over phone service. So because we work with all 50 states, anytime that we dial a state, whether it's New York, New Mexico, Florida, it's always going to generate the local service number to one of our branches, okay?
How do I know if you all are really from Google? That's my next question.
Okay, well that's a good question. Okay, I'll give you the pricing because they actually did allow me to reduce the price for you. But here, I'll send you something here. Bear with me one second. I'm gonna text it over to you. That's a good question though. You know, it's always good to ask the right questions, brother. So right now, I am sending you over our license, okay, and this is our badge of approval that shows we are a direct channel partner to Google, okay? This is Google saying, hey, Local Splash is a direct channel partner to us, because you're never going to get a call directly and say from Google. If somebody calls you and say, hey, I'm Google directly, that's a bunch of baloney, brother. Google never calls any business, ever. They only call like Mercedes, Coca-Cola, like their big, you know, their multi-million dollar contracts. that's who Google calls. Google hires us, so we deal with medium to smaller end businesses to get them on that first page. Okay. I just sent over to you our license. I mean, you can pull that up and look it up. Here, I'll also send you my information and our company information directly, so maybe it gives you a little bit more sense of comfort.
So y'all work with Google?
We are what you call a direct channel partner to Google. In the United States, Marcus, there's only 40 companies nationwide that have a direct channel partnership with Google. We're one of those companies. Okay, there's 40 companies nationwide that have a direct channel partnership with Google. We're one of those. That's what I just sent over to you, is our license and our badge of approval with Google. Okay, so anything that Google is able to do on the back end, like verify your account, get you on the first page, we have all that same access to do. That's why we're a direct channel partner. And that's what I sent to you is our license and badge of approval from Google. And you can look us up as well. Our company name is Local Splash. I also send that to you. I send you my information as well, you know, just so you can have a little bit more sense of comfort there. Now, the pricing that was approved by one of my directors, her name is Amy, is to give you a monthly rate, since I told her that you are just freshly starting. This is your first month. Obviously, you know, you're just getting on the ground. We would be able to work with you on a monthly basis, Marcus, at $249 a month. And that is probably the lowest service you'll get as far as pricing to have your company come up on that first page of Google, have your own website built, and then have your ads running through social media as well. I mean,
And is that due today?
The $249? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. In order for us to get you assigned to that first page, right, in order for us to jump on board and say, okay, we're going to assign Beasley multi-businesses to that first page of Google, yes, Marcus, that $249 is due today. Correct.
And when will I be on the front page today?
No, that's another good question. And here, I'm going to give you a little bit of more knowledge, because sometimes you'll get people that try to, you know, BS you or say, yeah, you know what, pay me today and tomorrow you'll be on that first page. Not even Google themselves can get you on the first page by tomorrow. Okay. It's a process. It doesn't take, you know, exaggerating long, but there's a process to getting you on that first page. It's not like, oh, here you guys go, $240, now get me there tomorrow. No one could do that.
Yeah, Marcus. But is that process two weeks?
The process to get you on the first page to go, so this is how it works. Between 7 to 14 days, okay, you would already have visibility on the internet through social media. You get your website done in about 7 to 10 business days. In about 7 to 14 days, we have the social media ads running. And then anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks, we do the verification process through Google. Because you have to go through a verification process. I mean, you don't have to have a license. You don't have to have insurance. Google just wants to
I'm already verified on Google.
Okay. So if you're verified already, it makes the process a little bit faster for us, because you're already verified. But because you're working with us, and here, let me pull
and
you
I
up
only
here.
Ask that is, and I only ask that is because we're already in the middle of the month. So I don't want to pay you $250 for a month, and we're already in the middle of the month. Or does my month start from the day that I paid?
No. So that's a good question, Marcus. And I'm glad that you're asking all the right questions. I mean, it sounds, you know, it tells me that you've been around the block a few times. That's good. So, you're absolutely correct. So if you pay today, your next payment will not be until the 13th of May. So it starts from the time that you pay. Not, you know, we're not going to start the cycle again on the 1st. It starts on the 13th. Does that make sense? We're not going to take any time or days away from you, brother. It doesn't work that way. Okay. And I do see that you are already on Google. Okay. And you did some of the background as far as some of the verification to get your listing up there. But on your listing, there's a few things that are missing here.
I would redo that. So basically what it is I didn't really know what I was doing, and I was just trying to hurry up and get verified. So that's
okay.
Why it looks like that.
Okay. I don't want to get much into that, but you know what I'm saying here. Yeah, there's, you know, we will definitely make this look.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we'll make this look a lot more professional, a lot nicer. We'll definitely want to make sure we get, you know, the reviews going as well, and we help with that as well. We want to make sure we attach the website, because this definitely needs a website. Okay. So you're listing on Google and the keywords, right? Because when you type any services that you do in the Keelan area in Texas, your business does not come up at all, Marcus. And it's not because you're not on Google. Mm-hmm. It's because you're not listed under the keywords, right? In order for someone to find you, they have to go on there and type in Beasley Multi-Businesses LLC. And let's be honest, brother, no one's going to go on Google and type in your company name because nobody knows about the company. People go on Google and type in the services that they're looking for.
Also with you all, do you all give me a domain name?
So as far as the website, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So that's another great question, brother. So when we build the domain, we build the website, it's obviously, you know, www.beastlymultibusinesses.com. Now,
so what if I already have a domain name? Can I just give you that?
Yeah, if you have a domain name and you have you know, a site that you're operating, yeah, we could definitely work with that as well.
I don't. But what I did, like I said, is I went on GoDaddy. I purchased a domain name, and I was supposed to build a website on there, but I didn't really get it. So, I mean, like I said, I've already purchased the domain name. It's just not a site with it.
Okay. That's a good question.
How that'll work.
Okay. I want to make sure that I'm getting your question correct. Domain. And you went through GoDaddy, right?
Correct.
I'm asking one of my IT guys. I want to make sure I give you the right answer, brother, because I don't want to say something to you and then it turns out not to be. So let me verify. That's a good question. Because normally when people have their domains, they have the website already, brother. If the client, purchases.
Yeah, so like I said, I got the website. I just never went in and edited it and published.
Okay, so here's the difference. So I understand what you're saying now. Okay, so you have the domain, you purchased it, you purchased the website, but you haven't gone in there and made any changes, right? You haven't.
Correct.
Okay, so under copyright laws, Marcus, no one that works under Google guidelines or Google services is allowed to touch your domain because of copyright laws. So we can't go in there and make any changes to that domain or that website that you're building, because if we do something that is not to your liking or I mean, obviously we wouldn't do that, but let's say you don't like something or something of that nature, that leaves the possibilities and the doors open for litigation or lawsuits and so forth. So we wouldn't be able to touch your domain. I mean, we can list your domain on Google on that first page, but as far as the website goes, like us putting content like we would on if we build your own domain, we wouldn't be able to do that, if that makes sense.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so let's say, you know, we have you know, nice pictures, and you send us pictures, and you're like, hey, dude, I want to put this on my website. I want to put a new time on my website. I want my website to say, you know, this, I want this picture here. I want clients to know that I'm also doing upholstery. I mean, whatever it is. We're not able to go into your website and make those changes. Okay? Now, the good thing about the service that even under that $249, brother, that website's already included. And here's the other good part about that is that if, at any point, if you decide that you wanted to part ways with us for whatever reason, you know, I mean, I don't think you would once you see the results, but let's say that at any point you decide to part ways, we are obligated to sell you that domain for a one-time payment of $99. Okay.
Okay. So, so once I get a free website through you all, y'all will give me a domain?
That's correct. That's correct. Yes.
Is it custom to, is it custom to what I want it to be, or
yes,
is it something that
yes,
you
are? No, no, no. Okay. We're going to work with you. Obviously, we want your domain, your logo, and everything to be something of your liking, brother. I mean, we haven't been in business for over 22 years by doing what we want. Obviously, we have to do what.
And I'm only saying that is because I know you said something about, you know, the legal, this, that, and the third, but the domain that I got from, so if I already have my website name, never mind. I just go with a new one. I just go with something different.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, brother, just go with a new one, man, you know, because that way, if there's changes, you want something added to there, it works a lot better, man. I promise you that. Okay. So I put on here that you'll be visible 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. You're not working Sundays?
No, sir. That's the Lord's day.
Amen to that, brother.
No, I mean, I would, you know, on Sundays, but, you know, of course, it'll cost you more.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Okay, perfect. Bear with me here one quick second. Okay. And then, Marcus, what's your last name, brother?
Beasley, B-E-A-S-L-E-Y.
Okay, just like the company name. Okay. And then what is a good email address for you, brother? You can give me your personal one. It's not going to be listed on Google. It's just to send you confirmations to your email.
Oh, yeah. Well, it could be BeasleyMB26. @gmail.com.
Okay, so I'm second. You said Beasley MB?
Yep. Mike Bravo. Yep. 26.
@gmail. Okay. No, okay. And then 254, 258, 7838 number. Is that a good number where the customers can contact you, Marcus, or do you have a separate number?
I have a work number.
Okay. Well, give me a second.
Because like I said, I went out and purchased a 1-800 number, so.
Okay. Keep in mind that we also have tracking numbers that work very good with Google because it allows you to track the progress because we're going to give you access to that. So I think, you know, that probably work a lot better. Just as an FYI.
So you all provide phone numbers as well?
That is correct, brother. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's thrown into the cost?
Yeah, that's included with the pricing, brother. We're not going to charge you extra for that.
Okay, I'm just making sure because I mean, like I said, I went out and bought one. If you all are going to include one in the whole package, then I could just
that
other number that I got.
No, it's okay. Yeah, don't pay for it anymore, brother. Don't even worry about it. Now, what address do you have the business registered to, Marcus? Don't worry, we're not going to list this on Google. It's just in case we send correspondence in the mail.
5204.
Okay.
Natalia Road.
Okay. I have a zip code. Yeah, 56549. Yeah, it popped up right away for me. Okay. Perfect. All right. Okay. 5204 Natalia Road. Okay. All right. And then I put you, and 50 to 150 miles, you said roughly is the distance that you're willing to cover. If you were to do more, you said you'll keep, definitely keep us in the loop about that. Okay. When you're ready to expand. Okay. So make sure you definitely keep us in the loop on that. Okay. All right. Bear with me here one quick second. Now, I have to create a password for the account, Marcus. This is just in case you call us or we call you. We have to make sure that we're speaking with you and you alone. So there's three security questions that you can choose from. Whatever answer you give me, that'll be the password for the account. We have to make sure that we're only allowing access to you and you alone. So your mother's maiden name, city that you were born in, or your pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, what is that?
Carter.
Carter, okay. And then the address again was 5204. What was the street name, brother?
Natalia.
Natalia, okay, that's what I thought. Actually, I have family members with that that street name of yours, just so you know. Okay, perfect. Bear with me here one quick second. And then you do have access to that email that you provided me, right, Marcus? The BeasleyMB26?
Correct.
At Gmail. All right, perfect. Bear with me one second, brother. I'm almost done here. Thank you for being patient. Okay. And then I'm sorry that I'm asking this question one last time. I don't want to sound like a broken record, Marcus, but the system is asking me to verify with you. You are able to handle more business, right, at this point?
Correct.
Okay. All right, give me one second. Okay. And then, Marcus, the company does allow you two separate ways to satisfy the monthly payment. You can either use a company card if you have one for Beasley. If you don't have one for the company yet, that's perfectly fine. You can use either a debit or credit card. Which would you prefer?
I mean, I have a business card.
Okay. Yeah. It's up to you. A lot of people like to use the business card only because they can use this as a tax write-off, right? Because you're using it for the business. We are able to accept either or. You know, you can use the business card or you can use your personal card, whichever you prefer.
Yeah, I got a business card.
Because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, Marcus, the card name has to be identically and match. If not, our system will not accept it. So on your business card, does it say Beasley Multi Businesses, or what does it say on there?
Yeah, it says Beasley Multi Business.
Okay. Does it also have your name, Marcus Beasley?
Yeah, I got my name on there as well.
Okay. All right. Bear with me here one quick second. Let me just put that here on the notes. Okay.
Now,
and
hey, before we do go through this, though, I do want to speak with my wife. And just let her know what I'm doing.
Okay. Do you think your wife will oppose to you bringing on more work?
Nah, she won't. But like I said, I just want to let her know. I want to speak to her, and just kind of get her input on it.
Okay, I mean, it's your company, brother. You know, you can manage it whatever way that you like, obviously. You know, the position that we have available on that first page, I mean, that's why we were calling, the area of Kingling. And that's what we're doing, right? calling all of our clients within that area to get you listed up there. Again, I don't think that your wife will be opposed to you bringing on more work.
I think one of the decisions
is that, you know, once you guys see how the services are working, I think that, you know, I think her decision is going to definitely be a pretty positive one. You know, as far as you putting the company up there on Google, you know, but the here's the thing about being on Google, just so you have an idea, that it's not like anyone can just come any day and say, hey, you know, put my company on that first page. It doesn't work that way, Marcus. And again, it's your discretion, and I respect that. Whatever you want to do, you know, totally up to you, man. But in order to be on that first page of Google, there has to be an availability. You know, just like Eric told you when you got the call, there has to be an available spot, and that's what we do have open right now, is on that first page of Google, that first page position, right? So I can put you on Google at any time. I mean, you're already on there, right? But you're not on that first page. That's what we offer as a direct channel partner to Google. We offer businesses that opportunity to take that position on that first page. So, you know,
yes,
you can give us...
I mean, what I'm going to do is, I'm about to give her a call right now. You sent me your contact information.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I do have your contact information. I'm going to give you a call back today.
No, you can give me a call back today, tomorrow, whenever you like, brother. The thing that I'm trying to explain to you is that first page position, I mean, that normally don't last but 2 or 3 hours. Okay.
Correct, and that's what I do. I do understand that's where you're coming from.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to say is, like I said, just let me give her a call real quick. I do got your contact information, and I'll give you a call right back.
Okay. Did you want me to call her and explain the service to her in case, you know, she has any questions?
No, sir.
Okay. No worries. All right, Marcus. Look, I'll leave you with this, Marcus. Again, I respect your decision and whatever you want to do, man. Whether you use our company or you use anyone else as a direct channel partner to Google, it's worth getting your company up there, brother. I'll tell you that much. You know, and a lot of times, I'm not saying this is your case, but, you know, we hear it often, like, oh, I'll call you back, or let me talk to my associate, or, I mean, I've heard it all before.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from. I was in sales as well.
Okay. You know what, and I appreciate that, because sometimes you prefer a straight shooter that says, you know what, man, I'm good right now. I already have a lot of work. I don't need this service. Than someone that's just giving you the runaround, man. So I appreciate that, you know.
Correct.
You know
that's
how it is.
That's one thing I don't do. If I didn't want the services, you know, whoever called me, I would have let them know, hey, I don't want the services. So what I'm saying is, I'm not wasting your time. I really do want to reach out to my wife, just let her know what's going on. I don't want to make no decisions without her. So.
Okay. No. That's very respectful, man, and I'm sure she would appreciate you for that as well. Did you want me to give you a call back maybe 20, 30 minutes?
I'm going to give you a call back. You gave me your contact information.
Okay.
I promise you I'm going to give you a call back.
Okay. Sounds good then, Marcus. You know, well, I hope to hear back from you, and, you know, hopefully we can work together.
Hold on. Give me one second. Is this your the contact number you gave me, the 877-635-6225, extension 1128?
Yeah, that's my extension, 1128. When you call back, just press that extension, or you can actually speak with Mario. I'm the only supervisor named Mario in the company. And once you do that, you know, as long as everything is still good and available, I don't mind shooting that position over to you and getting you on that first page, and most importantly, getting that website going and also providing a tracking number for you, because I think that you'll benefit from having a free tracking number. And again, I'll do that for you at the discounted rate that we agreed. So, you know, I think that if you explain to your wife the way that I explain things to you, Marcus, I think it's going to be a no-brainer for her, you know. And the reason that I offer to explain it to her is because sometimes she might have different questions that you don't have answers to, but – At the same token, I respect, you know, your decision. So,
yes, you know, and then at that same time, if she does ask me questions I don't know, then like I said, once I do call you back, we'll just all get on the phone and handle it like that. But I mean, I'm pretty sure I do understand everything that you explained to me today, so I should be able to explain it to her to where she gets it, and then we can go from there.
Okay. All right, Marcus. You take care of yourself, man, and whatever decision you take, brother, I wish you the best.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye-bye now.